Biblical scholars describe the country of the Gerasenes like the Wild West of the first century. It was a desolate place. It was a place of lawlessness, a place where there was tribal conflict between the Israelites and the Gentiles. And it was just across the border and shared the border of Israel. It was filled with bandits. It's what makes a herd of pigs possible, since it is outside Israel. We're reminded that pigs or swine are forbidden by Hebrew law. Cemeteries, a place filled with tombs, were also considered places of uncleanliness and forbidden by Jewish law to enter. So in addition to the disciples being grossed out by the swine and creeped out by a cemetery, there is this demon-possessed man on the loose. He's naked, out of control, living among the tombs, and able to break chains that they bind him with. And here he comes, screaming at the top of his lungs at the feet of Jesus, begging him not to torment him. But it is not the man who's speaking, but a legion of demons that are holding him captive. A legion is between 4,000 and 5,000 soldiers in a Roman army. So these are definitely a lot of demons troubling this man. As Scripture reminds us, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. That is to say, many of our troubles, we acknowledge, are not visible or audible to human observation. And our challenges that we face, even as individuals, are sometimes numerous. Our needs and our difficulties, we're reminded, are not just physical, emotional, or mental, but also spiritual. Even today, you'll still hear people say, even without a desire to sound religious, they'll say, "I'm dealing with my demons." And often when we talk that way, we're speaking indirectly about stuff that shamefully afflicts us, like addiction to alcohol or drugs, anger management, sexual addiction, or any behavior or attitude that continues to plague us day after day. But such demons don't just impact us as individuals. Our demons reveal a deeper and more pervasive bondage that runs throughout all our communities and even our culture. That's why Jesus isn't surprised that there is a legion of demons that this poor man is burdened with. And perhaps that is why he sends them into the pigs. He wants to validate. He wants to illustrate the reality of this individual story, that it was a formidable adversary that this man was dealing with. Here Jesus uncovers the demons of the community surrounding this now liberated soul. They cannot and will not celebrate his freedom. They're more concerned about their pigs and their swine than their people. They're more concerned about what the gospel might do to damage their economy than what Jesus is doing to better their humanity. Some people jump for joy when they're healed by Jesus, but this man sits quietly, fully clothed, and in his right mind. This is a beautiful miracle. The storm of evil has passed. It's over. His captivity is ended, and he is healed, and he is now a liberated man. But Jesus' work of liberating captives is not done. He continues to deliver those in bondage. And his plan is to deliver the whole community. It's a simple plan, but it's a powerful one. And it comes from this individual himself who was just liberated. Return to your home, Jesus says, and declare how much God has done for you. And the Gerasene man goes away, and he proclaims to the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. What kind of things would he have said? I was naked, and Jesus clothed me. I was outcast, and he brought me in. I was rejected, but he has accepted me. I was in bondage, and Jesus set me free. I was running around wildly, and now I'm sitting down and at peace. God has infused power into our stories as well. God promises to do great things through our telling our stories. It does not need to be sensational. Simply that we are sitting quietly in our right minds is a powerful story for this individual. What kind of things can we say? I was naked in my sin and brokenness, and Christ clothed me with the robe of his righteousness through baptism. I was outcast, and he brought me in. I was an orphan, and the Heavenly Father accepted me and adopted me. I was in bondage to the things of the world, and God set me free. I was running around aimlessly and self-destructively, and Jesus gave me peace in life. We can say, I learned to name my demons boldly, to let go of my shame and my guilt, and receive the forgiveness of Christ. I have found my true family among God's people after feeling like a misfit for many years. I am no longer a slave to my cravings and desires. I no longer find my life meaningless. I have found freedom in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we too are invited through Jesus' words to go home, to tell our family, to tell our friends, to declare how much God has done for us. We should take up that challenge as our own. And here's my challenge today. Just tell one small story to someone, maybe a friend or a family member, about what God has done for you. It will remind you, it will remind you, your friends or your family, that the gospel still matters. That the one who died and rose again still transforms lives. It will reveal how God still works miracles in the lives of his creation. It will show that God's word is relevant today, yesterday, and forever. And you, like that Gerasene man, will be an instrument of God's almighty power. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.